coming up here from R&L Irrigation Services. He was at a Rainbird conference. Rainbird is one of the manufacturers of irrigation systems that Ricky deals with, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You're a Rainbird dealer. And they had a conference in Arizona. You were gone last week. We missed you. Your guy did a great job in your absence. But tell me, as one of our sponsor guests here, a little bit about that trip and a little bit about Rainbird.
Well, I think Rainbird, the biggest thing about Rainbird a lot of people don't realize is it's a family-owned business. You know, it's a worldwide business, family-owned.
Wow, really?
And one of the things we always talk about is we go out there for product development, product research. What's the best way to advertise to get the word out what kind of family business Rainbird is? And who doesn't want to deal with a family? I mean, would you rather deal with a family-operated business, or would you rather deal with a corporate business that, you know, doesn't care about their employees? And that's the one thing I've always loved about Rainbird is it's a family atmosphere. You know, they care about all their employees. The owner knows almost every employee he has with the company. You know, we went out there, we looked at the product going on, and we're better to test irrigation systems than the middle of a desert, Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, we don't get desert-like conditions out here. So if your sprinklers are 80% efficient, you don't really see a dry spot or anything like that. But when we do get the drought here on Delmarva, we go 6 or 8 weeks without rain, then you see those little brown spots starting to show up in the yard, you know, where a sprinkler is not quite adjusted right, or it doesn't throw the arc. And this is the nice thing about Rainbird. You know, they test every product they have in desert-like conditions. So when we put the systems in here in Delaware, we know they're going to be right. And that's the nice thing about Rainbird. One of the best warranties in the industry, a great quality research development center, new products on the market. You know, you can't reinvent the wheel, but we can definitely make life easier, right?
Right.
So some of the things that they had, they're promoting, is all your Wi-Fi technology, control your irrigation system with your phone. A lot of our vacationers, you know, they come down, they got summer homes here in Delaware, they live in New Jersey, they live in New York. Hey, and we do. You know, seasons change. That's one thing we can't control is Mother Nature. So the irrigation controls have to be changed. Your timing has to be changed as the season changes. So how do we do it? They're up in New York. So we can actually do it Wi-Fi, do an email to their home address. It goes to their computer system. It's really simple. So I can type in my computer and change 50 irrigation systems for our residents based on our weather conditions while they're living in New York. Or they can do it at their computer terminal. But do they know what's really happening in New York and New Jersey? They want somebody local. You know, those are the things that's happening. Safety devices, you know, flow sensors that, hey, if there's a water main break, it shuts the irrigation system off. If it's not flowing enough, which means it's not efficient, it shuts the system down. You know, I was at a greenhouse yesterday in one of our school districts. Their controller went bad, okay? And I asked them, hey, you want to do Wi-Fi? Because you can just control your phone, lock the box, nobody ever gets into it. You know, and that's one of the discussions that we have with our local school districts. So a lot of products are coming up. You know, some of them I can't talk about, of course. But it's basically the same thing. Efficiency, 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 and ease of life. Your Amazon Echo that everybody has in their house. Hey, Alexa, can you water the front yard at 10 o'clock tonight?
Boom. Okay,
boom.
That can happen.
Done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. With the technology that's out here. And it's not expensive. All this stuff I'm talking about has raised the cost maybe $10 or $15. That's it. You're thinking $400, $500, $600. No. They're building it in to be competitive. So this technology is not that expensive. Am I excited? I am excited. But we're also in a time of our environment where people want an irrigation system. And I tell everybody, stick with the basics. Put a basic system in. When you want to upgrade that irrigation system, it's not that hard. And we build those upgrades into the systems without the person even having to ask.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's expandable or upgradable later at a later date?
Absolutely.
By putting in a basic system first?
Exactly. And a lot of times what happens is somebody says, I just want to do the front and side yards. I don't want to do the backyard, because they might have a half-acre backyard.
Right.
So one of the things that R&L does, we'll put a controller up that does the entire yard at one time. We'll put the manifold system in, so we don't have to cut anything apart. We just unscrew it, add to it, run the extra wires while we're doing the irrigation system. And Frank knows about, hey, let's build something that's expandable, you know, because you can't just build what you have. You know the customer at some time is going to go ahead and do the backyard. We do that at no cost.
All right. Listen, Ricky Williams, R&L Irrigation Services. This is the time to plan and get your irrigation system in, so that next season you're going to be well-watered, You save money, whatever you're going to do.
And we've got a special this year that we're running, free rain sensor. So if it does rain in the middle of the night and you know your system is going to come on the next morning, it shuts the system off. We have freeze protection devices. We've got all kinds of stuff that's going to protect your investment whatsoever. On a side note, I do want to tell everybody, this week it's been really, really cold. You know, that's one thing we can't control is the weather. But if you're walking out in the yard and you see a weed in your yard, it's okay. Those really, really warm 65 days we had during the holidays has made the weed pressure in yards go through the roof. I saw a yard that was filled with dandelions last weekend. You know what I mean? It's okay. Your weed control will take care of it. Just like I said, we can't control the weather. But your turf maintenance company that's doing your fertilization, your broadleaf weed control, they have to have a program that can handle the changing weather conditions. If you're interested in something like that, make sure you also give R&L a call.
All right. What is the number, Ricky?
302-628-3755. That's 302, Delaware area code always, 628-3755.
You got it. R&L. Ricky, thank you. Good to have you back.
Same here.
Was Arizona pretty?
Arizona was beautiful. The weather was crisp. You could breathe. I've come back here, and I've had a congestion ever since, you know. And yeah, Arizona is, like, one of the biggest retirement states there is, you know. And Delaware is big, too. But I can see why. It's my second trip out to Arizona, but this time I was able to see the country.
Really
so
nice,
beautiful.
Huh? Good to have you.